The Litter Free campaign, well, it's basically to raise awareness about waste reduction and recycling. And the morning program was with the school kids, because the idea was to actually target the school children, because they're the best messengers, if you can convince them. So we had 1,100 children here. Wow. This morning, that actually started out in the morning around 9 o'clock in various groups collecting litter all over this area, and they brought all the litter here, which you can see there, all those yellow bags. That is all the litter collected this morning from the roads of in and around Oroville. And they came here, there were a few entertainment programs, they had some games, there was a puppet show, everything made from waste. And like you can see, this is a craft class where it's all connected with waste materials. These are little things that we gave the children, which is made from waste cloth from the fabric industry. So the idea was basically to begin to make people... I'm just talking to this gentleman for 1 minute. You're afraid, you don't stay alone, you stay with me. They came with their school this morning, didn't you? He wants to know what you did this morning from the school. You didn't come here this morning to collect waste?
I didn't come here.
Well, they've been working in the schools also recently over the last... It's been a month and a half preparation for this campaign. There are some art installations that are again done from school children and other people also, all from waste.
Okay.
And it was also a way for... in Oroville, we try to segregate our waste, separate our waste, and try to see how much we can recycle and reuse. And so that was one of the targets of the exhibition also, was to get people in Oroville to begin to respond to the separation of waste.
Oh.
It's and yeah, that's sort of about it. There are cultural programs later in the evening. There's music, there's a trash and show, which is basically a fashion show made from trash.
Right, yeah.
And there will be a puppet show at 4 o'clock, which is very nice.
Oh.
And there's going to be music later in the evening at the visitor center.
Visitor center.
Yes. That's the waste which has been collected. It's waste which has been collected this morning by the 1,000 and more children that roamed around on the streets of Oroville and even a little further, collecting the waste. And they brought all the waste here, and it was dumped here this morning, this waste. And this is not necessarily separated.
Mm.
It will need to get further separated. Here you see all this waste was collected this morning. Basically, this is the waste not from people's houses, but from the roads.
Okay.
So that's a lot of waste. Because the idea is not just to reduce, reuse and recycle, but not to litter. Because you see, in India especially, we're very used to littering.
Right.
So the whole idea was to address the students that they could take this message children and begin to change the way we in India look at throwing waste.
Stuff, yeah.
That would be for me the main aim in a way.
Yeah, I guess it's pretty nice idea.
Yeah.
So these waste materials, are they going to be separated now?
They will need to be separated. Yes, if you come here, here is the eco service. I'm not going to be able to walk with you too much because my girls are there. This is the eco service stall, which basically shows how waste is separated in Oroville. So paper, plastic, metal, glass, hazardous waste, medical waste, sanitary waste, what happens to each of the waste? Because even that makes for people to see what happens to the various kinds of waste.
Well, this is just to show first of all that how much waste, how much litter has been collected from the roads. And we have a marking here saying how much we've collected in volume. Yeah, and then of course it's going to be taken and it will be segregated. They'll be segregated into paper, plastic, glass, metal, non-recyclable stuff like the lace packet, you know, and you have the biscuit packets. All those things that cannot be recycled goes into the landfill. Everything else that can be recycled will of course be recycled. So that's the idea behind it. Out of paper, plastic, glass and metal, glass and metal are the only materials, when you recycle it, the quality of the raw material doesn't go down.
Okay.
With paper and plastic, every time you recycle, it degrades basically by quality, in quality. Mm-hmm. Yeah? So if you have this paper right now and they recycle it, somebody recycles it, it becomes a less nicer paper basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Same with plastic. But it never happens with the metal and the glass. They are the most ideal ways of packaging. Glass and metal. So plastic has like, it can be recycled about 3 or 4 times maximum. Mm. And so is paper. But glass and metal can be recycled n number of times.
So why are you throwing the lace packets in the landfill? Why
okay, so lace packet is something that, I'll show you something. Lace packet is something that is fused basically, yeah? It has a layer of plastic, aluminium and plastic. It's fused okay. In 3 layers. So you cannot recycle that.
Okay.
And so is Tetra Pak, by the way. This has 3 layers and this has 6 layers. Hmm. Yeah? So it becomes impossible for people to recycle because it has so many layers. If it was just paper, it could be recycled. If it was just polythene, it could be recycled. It's just these many layers that makes it impossible to recycle. Same for this. So all the chips packets that you buy and the biscuit packets that you buy, it all lands up in a landfill, basically. Yeah.
So is there anything we could do about it?
Stop buying those packets and write to the companies. Sure. Tell them that you're not going to buy the packets unless they change their packaging. You have a big power to make this change. You can make the difference for sure. And that's why we have a corner there, you make a difference. Yeah? Where you go in and you see how you as an individual can do something every day in your life to reduce your waste.
Hmm. Okay.
So it's not just problems that we are talking about. It's the solutions also we are talking about. This is where we talk about how you can make a difference. You have the power to make a difference, basically. So we say, okay, you have a plastic bin, you have a paper bin, and you have a bamboo bin. Yeah? So what is your best choice? Bamboo bin, right? So just simple things like that. You have razors that you use every day in your life, right? Now you have some that is reusable. And then you have that's just disposable. You use it once, you use it twice, but you throw it. Why not buy something that's reusable? It saves you money, saves the environment, and a lot more. So make the right choice. You have the options. They've always been there. But for convenience sake, we've just let these options go, basically.
Yeah. And even the metal razors that used to be with the blades.
Exactly.
That's usable.
Yeah. See? You still
people
get
people don't use it anymore.
No, they don't.
And that's just better.
Absolutely. You have reusable batteries. You get a charger, you get reusable batteries, rechargeable batteries. You save money in long term. Hmm. You do have to buy the charger, which is sometimes a bit expensive, but not in long term at all. And those batteries that we throw away are such a hazard in this environment. There's some information on the batteries too, so you can just take a look at it. They should never be thrown into a landfill or they should never be burned. Basically, the only solution right now that we have is to store them in a container. Batteries. There's no solution found for it yet. Once their life cycle ends, what do you do with it? If you throw it in the landfill, it's a big hazard. If you burn it, it's disastrous.
Yeah.
So all you can do is put it in a box and keep it. That's it. This is where we talk about life cycle of a product. Just think before you buy stuff. Just think what happens to the raw material extraction. How is it processed? How is it manufactured? How is it distributed? And what happens to it once you've used the product? Does it get recycled? And the whole process again? Or does it go to the landfill? So that's something.
That's
and it
something
doesn't take long.
Important.
It doesn't take long. If you reduce, reuse, recycle, rethink. Do I really need it? Is it recyclable? Am I harming the environment? Some simple things that you think of before you pick up a product and buy. Yeah? And like I was telling you before, take action right now. You have the power to write to the companies. You have the power to write to your government. Yeah? You have the power to write to the local newspapers. You do have this power. And that's the least us as an individual can do. just right. Ask them to think of a better process of making packaging. You have paper packaging, you have plastic packaging that's recyclable. But not this. This is not recyclable at all. This is plastic, aluminium and plastic. Yeah. It's not recyclable.
So don't you think that the packing that is done with aluminium sandwich between two plastics?
Yeah.
That is for preserving the food inside?
Of course you have more shelf life. That's what the companies would say, that they have more shelf life if you have these this packaging, basically. But what does it do in the end? Where does it go in the end? Same about these. A lot of people in their kitchen, they use this silver foil, which is recyclable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They use this cling film, which is recyclable. Mm-hmm. But what did we do before these had come up? We were using Tupperware, or we were using something, the steel containers. Why not? Why can't we use those again right now? It's just because they are available in the market, we just go for anything that's available, right? Then swap and share. I remember where I come from, there was this kind of an arrangement in our community that all the magazines, only one person used to buy, and there was a guy who would go around different homes and exchange them. Why can't we do it now? We buy so many DVDs, we buy so many magazines, we buy so much music, we buy so many tools. From a house to here to there, we have tools that could fill up a small storage room. Why do we do that? Why can't we share? It's so simple, and we used to do it, you know. Yeah. 20 years ago, all this used to happen. It's just that we've become such consumers. You have salt and pepper refills, right, that you get in the market. Mm-hmm. A little bit expensive, but not so. How about these? You use them once and you throw them. These are shakers, no? Shakers. So why not just go in for something as simple as that? This is absolutely biodegradable. It's this kitchen wipe, but it comes in a packaging. Why can't we use the fabric?
Yeah.
You once you use this, you have to wash this. Once you use that, when you use the cloth, you have to wash it too. So what's the difference? Both of them need to be washed. Then why buy something in a packed thing, you know? Here we are just trying to talk about, you need a pen, right? People used to buy refillable, you know, those little things.
Fountain
pens, yeah. What happened to those? Why don't we use it anymore? Yeah, it's just the mindset. The mindset has changed so much. So we have an idea tree where we are asking the community to come up with their ideas. How can we reduce the waste in our world? So it's not just us preaching, you know, it's getting people's input and getting their ideas. So all these will be taken, they'll be written down, and it will be worked on. So that's our next step after this campaign on 29. It doesn't really end here. This is just to create a platform for change. Okay. So this is just a momentum that we've come up with, just to come up with how we can make a difference in the long term. All the ideas will be converted into action after this.